During those 2 weeks, the basic routine was simple. They'd sleep away the daylight hours, or try to sleep. Then at dusk, they'd put on their gear and move out single file into the dark. Always a heavy cloud cover, no moon and no stars. It was the purest black you could imagine, Sanders said. The kind of clock-stopping black that God must have had in mind when he sat down to invent blackness. It made your eyeballs ache. You'd shake your head and blink, except you couldn't even tell you were blinking. The blackness didn't change. So pretty soon you'd get jumpy. Your nerves would go. You'd start to worry about getting cut off from the rest of the unit. Alone, you'd think. And then the real panic would bang in, and you'd reach out and try to touch the guy in front of you, groping for his shirt, hoping to Christ he was still there. It made for some bad dreams. Dave Jensen popped special vitamins high in carotene. Lieutenant Cross popped no-dose. Henry Dobbins and Norman Bowker even rigged up a safety line between them, a long piece of string tied to their belts. The whole platoon felt the impact. With Rat Kylie, though, it was different. Too many body bags, maybe. Too much gore. At first, Rat just sank inside himself, not saying a word. But then later on, after 5 or 6 days, it flipped the other way. He couldn't stop talking. Weird talk, too. Talking about bugs, for instance. How the worst thing in Nam was the goddamn bugs. Big, giant, killer bugs, he'd say. Mutant bugs. Bugs with fucked up DNA. Bugs that were chemically altered by napalm and defoliants and tear gas and DDT. He claimed the bugs were personally after his ass. He said he could hear the bastards honing in on him. Swarms of mutant bugs, billions of them. They had him bracketed. Whispering his name, he said, his actual name, all night long, it was driving him crazy. Odd stuff, Sanders said, and it wasn't just talk. Rat developed some peculiar habits. Constantly scratching himself, clawing at the bug bites. He couldn't quit digging at his skin, making big scabs, and then ripping off the scabs and scratching the open sores. It was a sad thing to watch. Definitely not the old Rat Kylie. His whole personality seemed out of kilter. To an extent, though, everybody was feeling it. The long night marches turned their minds upside down. All the rhythms were wrong. Always a lost sensation. They'd blunder along through the dark, willy-nilly, no sense of place or direction, probing for an enemy that nobody could see. Like a snipe hunt, Sanders said. A bunch of dumb Cub Scouts chasing the phantoms. They'd march north for a time, then east, then north again, skirting the villages, no one talking except in whispers. And it was rugged country, too. Not quite mountains, but rising fast, full of gorges and deep brush and places you could die. Around midnight, things always got wild. All around you, everywhere, the whole dark countryside came alive. You'd hear a strange hum in your ears. Nothing specific, nothing you could put a name on. Tree frogs, maybe, or snakes, or flying squirrels, or who knew what. Like the night had its own voice, that hum in your ears, and in the hours after midnight, you'd swear you were walking through some kind of soft, black protoplasm. Vietnam, the blood and the flesh. It was no joke, Sanders said. The monkeys chattered death chatter. The nights got freaky.